The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Oaks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Oaks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We glorify your holy name, knowing fully well that you will not forsake us, you will not leave us alone. You will always direct us by your Spirit so that we will not be left alone to run the course of life alone. Thank you, Father, because we're going to learn from you again. Our lives will not remain the same. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Delilah, the lover of Samson, who we cannot call a lover, but a betrayer, a traitor. And I know no woman wants to be like that. I don't want to be like that. I want to be a woman of God, a woman that God can entrust a man into her hand, that God can entrust the children, a city, into her hand. And I know that will be the prayer of any woman. But without learning about Delilah, we may not be able to learn important lessons. Let's see more about this woman as we continue with that Judges chapter 16. Verse 7. Samson answered, "If anyone ties me with seven fresh thongs that have not been dried, I will become as weak as any other man." You know, Delilah was able to use the charm of a woman to start to work on Samson. And it is important for us as women to know that charm is a gift from God, but we are to use it positively. To be able to tell our spouses, you know, our children, to be able to tell even our in-laws, to be able to drive the word of God home for someone who is going astray. The power of persistence, to be able to persist in doing good things until everyone around us will be turned to where we are going. Because don't forget that a woman is a neck. The husband is the head. The neck has the ability to turn the head to anywhere that the neck wants. And that's the power in a woman. But Delilah started the power of a woman on Samson. Unfortunately, she had made up her mind to destroy Samson. I pray that no man we have will be unfortunate to have Delilah as a wife. Verse 8, then the rulers of Philistine brought her seven fresh thongs. Can you see that? Samson had just told her that if you do this, then I'll become weak. I'll be like another man, you know. And so Delilah immediately getting the secret, called on the enemies of her husband to come and destroy. How much of destruction are you doing in that home? How much of building up are you doing? Do you have people that you reveal the secret of your home to so as to be able to gain their favor or to be able to have money in exchange or promotion, whatever? How much of secret are you leaking out in your home? Verse 9, with men hidden in the room, she called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." Can you see how a woman can open up the whole of her home to danger? She had the key, she knew all the corners of the home, and she was able to get a spot where the Philistine would hide, so that after she must have subdued Samson, the people will just come out from hiding, and then they will arrest Samson. We must not do the same thing. We must not betray that we know about our husband to anyone, because there's no man who is perfect. Every man has his own weakness. But don't make your husband an object of ridicule among your friends, and you start to discuss the weakness of your husband so that everybody will have something to laugh about. Don't have the spirit of Delilah. The Bible tells us on that, but it's not the tongue as easily as a piece of string snaps when it comes close to a flame. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. I'm sure Delilah must have given Samson another time, saying that, so what should I have done that I've not done? What is it that I should do as a woman? How do I seduce him? What is it that I should do again? And she must have started thinking about destruction instead of building. Listen to what happened in verse 10. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You have made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. Tell me how you can be tied." We don't know what she must have done for Samson again to make Samson not to see that she was being used against him. We don't know what chance she could have used. A lot of people said that maybe she had used occultic power on him. Well, I don't know. But the point is that this woman was out to destroy for money. And so Samson could not get the clue. Samson did not have the willpower to say, okay, no, I'm not going to continue with you. I think there's going to be a breakup here. You know why he could have done it? Because the Bible didn't tell us that they were married. The Bible only said that he fell in love with a woman. The Bible didn't say that they were married. And so it's not as if Samson did not have the right to have that willpower to say that, okay, enough. I think you are going beyond the boundary because this is the mission that God has given me in life, and you seems to be tampering with that. The most important thing of my life, Samson could not even identify the most important thing in his life. The Bible says, "You are made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied." He said, "If anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I'll become as weak as any other man." So Delilah took new rope, and he did that, and he called the saints, the Philistine again, where they were hiding, and he snapped the ropes off his arms as if they were threads. Delilah then said to Samson, that verse 13, "Until now you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied." The same thing over and over, pressurizing, you know, his heart with the same demand. I tell women that that man that is in your life is not meant to be a toy that you can just toy around and use your charm over and over, because as time goes on, it's going to backfire, you know. Delilah thought she was making it. He replied, "If you weave the seven braids of my head." Now, he had been able to go beyond the ordinary to getting near to the very secret. Talking about the head, don't forget that the head is the secret of the power of Samson. And the persistence of the pressure was now breaking the heart of Samson. Don't love to break. You know, love to build. Love is not meant to have a victim. Love is meant to have a victor, to have a warrior in your life. "If you weave the seven braids of my head into the fabric on the loom and tighten it with the pin, I will become as weak as any other man." So while he was sleeping, and see, while sleeping, Delilah took the seven braids of his head, wove them into the fabric and tightened it with the pin while he was asleep. She must have used sedative. Otherwise, Samson ought to have got up. She must have put something in the food, you know. That will tell us that food is very important. Be sure what you are giving to your family. Just don't give anything that will make them to sleep spiritually. You know, don't give them what will make them to become weak. The Bible says, again she called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep and pulled up the pin and the loom with the fabric. At this time, Samson had trusted this woman He could not see that this woman was about to kill him. He trusted. He was so naive. He was so simple-minded. He could not read the mind of God concerning his life. He was so dead that he could not get any signal from the presence of God of the type of woman he was dealing with. Then she said to him, "How can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength." We saw nagging. That means saying something over and over and over again. She prodded him day after day until he was tired to death. How do you use your charm to make your spouse tired to death? Or you use your charm to build him up, to make him to have confidence, to make him to have joy, even as the word of God says. When Delilah saw that he had told, then so he told her everything. "No razor has ever been used on my head," he said, "because I've been a Nazarite set apart to God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." It's like Samson said that, "Will that satisfy you? Will you leave me alone now that I've told you everything so that you will give me time to sleep and rest," not knowing that he had just started trouble. What did Delilah do? Delilah called on the Philistine. "Come back once more. He has told me everything." So the ruler of the Philistine returned with the silver in their hands. Having put him to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. She herself started to subdue even before the Philistine came. We all know the rest of the story. She was arrested and she was taken to the house of Dagon, the god of the Philistine. And he was asked to go and grind the corn there. He was made a ridicule. He was washed by so many people. He was stripped naked. And Delilah must have gone with the money and maybe had gone to another man to see which man he was going to be a victim again, to get another money so that he can continue to use this money for her own loss. Love of money, that the Bible says in that 1 Timothy chapter 6, that is going to pierce the heart of so many. Verse 30, Samson said, after he had been taken out, Samson reached toward the two central pillar on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and the left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistine." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more people than when he died and when he lived. That we can see that Samson one day remembered the Lord. He prayed. If you read that verse 28, we don't have all the time. And the hair started to grow again because he prayed to the Lord. He had now seen his folly. And one day when he was taken to that temple, he told the Lord that, "Lord, return that strength again. I'm going to pull down this place. We're not going to be a ridicule again in the hands of the uncircumcised." And the Lord answered the prayer. He pulled down. Maybe Delilah was there that day. The Bible didn't tell us, because the Bible did not waste time again, just for men to be able to learn and for women to learn the end of anyone that will not focus on God and will just be going into a relationship, you know, without seeking the face of God and knowing exactly where God wants you to go. Don't just marry because you have to marry. Find time to pray and ask the Lord, "Lord, direct me to that right person that I'm going to marry." Don't end up with a Delilah, because a Delilah will take you to a Valley of Zorek. Valley of Zorek looks so beautiful, but inside is the bones of mighty men. I pray that you will not run into such a woman, and that none of the women also will have the spirit of Delilah, that we will all be instruments in the hand of God to the glory of God. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you because you are good. Delilah used the power of tears to melt the heart of Samson. Yet, tears are very good. We even use tears to pull down your hand, Lord, for you to answer our prayers. I pray that as women, we will use tears positively and not in deceit, in the name of Jesus. We will love correctly, and we will not love to destroy, in the name of Jesus. We will not use the worldly wisdom, Lord, but we will use the heavenly wisdom to be able to build up. We will have the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, and we'll be able to build lives to the glory of your holy name. Thank you, Lord, because you can be trusted. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book, Virtuous Woman, or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Virtuous Woman.